Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Jeff Sr. is a true Renaissance man. Pilot by day, rocker by night. Years of flying charter flights for celebrities and business leaders. Captaining commercial airlines for Southwest as the singing pilot. Acclaimed stunt pilot. Helicopter pilot with numerous years flying Channel 9 News in Los Angeles. Screen Actors Guild movie guide pilot. Credits for blockbuster movies like Silence of the Lambs and Space Cowboys. A photo chase pilot for the Blue Angels, Thunderbirds, and many more. And an award-winning singer-songwriter with 3 studio albums. After spending over 30,000 hours, that's roughly 3.5 years in the air, aviation has taught Jeff many things about life, and he shares those lessons in his highly acclaimed memoir, Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart. It's our pleasure to welcome back to This Week in America, Jeff Sr. Jeff, welcome back, sir. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Been looking forward to this for the last couple of months to have you back. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Rick. It's good to be back, and what an honor. Thank you for your kind words, and hello, everybody. It's great to be back.
Well, thank you for your time and coming back and talking about this remarkable career that you've had and the book Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart. Jeff Sr., that's S-E-N-O-U-R, his website, ctsmusic.com. We'll give you that throughout the program. Exciting things going on for you musically as well as with the book. You've got a screenplay that you've written, and the screenplay has been reviewed by Hollywood Book Review, calling it masterfully written, inspirational self-help screenplay. And this is going to touch a lot of people. Well done. Talk about the screenplay, how this came about, and how excited you are about the possibility of this becoming a video of some kind.
Well, this whole dream, I guess you want to call it, kind of started with my mom years ago telling me, oh, you should write a book. You should write a book. And because she used to be fascinated by all the celebrities I flew and all the people and the movies I've been working on over the years. And so when I finally decided to write a book, I wanted to write about it was about me, but I wanted to make it more inspirational. Like, my story is, we all have a story. Everybody has a story. So I wanted to make it inspirational to others, that if they were feeling like they couldn't accomplish something or do something, that my story could inspire them to do so. And I guess that's evolved into the book and now, you know, a possible screenplay. And I guess I've never visioned it that way, but I guess that's where it's possibly headed, and we'll just see what happens, you know.
You've been a high achiever from the very beginning. Let's talk about that. You accomplish one goal, you move on to something else. You learn how to fly one type of aircraft, you go to another, you go to another. You another skill, the chase pilot, taking video of Blue Angels and Thunderbird, that type of thing. Moving into music, moving into writing the book. Talk about the motivation, where this came from to be a high achiever. Once you reach a level of success, you go for the next level. For many of us, if we achieve success, we're pretty happy with that and we're satisfied with our life. What keeps you going?
I just think life is to be lived and every day is a gift. And so I think if we stop achieving and stop setting goals for ourselves, we're kind of withering away. A lot of people sometimes they go, why don't you retire? You know, well, what would you suggest I do? I'm, you know, what is retirement? You know, that you just stop everything. So I think that the day we stop achieving and wanting to move forward, and life is a constant learning process. So we're always learning, and it's healthy for us. So, and I love inspiring others, just, you know, getting the word out there that whatever it is you desire, you can do. Or want to do, you can, and don't let anybody stop you from doing so.
One thing I really like about the book Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart by Jeff Sr., our guest on the program, you openly discuss the highs and the lows. This has not been all highs for you. There have been down periods where you've had to work through those, and we all hit those. We sometimes think that we look at successful people like you, and you don't know what it's like to have downtime because you've had one success after another. How do you continue to handle those downtimes where it's not turning out the way you want it to?
Well, I'm pretty spiritual, and I think that God has always had a plan. I think he has a plan for all of our lives, and there's nothing that ever says that you're not going to run across obstacles. It's part of the metaphor in the book, is that in aviation, there's going to be thunderstorms on our way. There's going to be emergencies that pop up, and our lives are the same thing. I think our youth needs to find out and know as well that you're going to run. Life isn't always easy, you know, but you have to overcome that to become, to enjoy the success. If it was always easy street, we wouldn't appreciate what we have when we get successful. So, you know, if you study the most successful people on the planet, they failed many times. And
yes.
So that was always a lesson to me, like, don't worry about it. You won't know until you try, and if you fail, you just move on and try a new way or a different direction.
You talk a lot about perseverance in the book, also being able to adapt. I know recently you've been flying a new type of jet. You've been flying helicopters more. Let's talk about a new type of jet. Talk about adaptability, because a new type of jet is a new type of jet. How difficult is it to make that transition to something that may be totally new?
Yeah, well, and it's the older we get, the harder it is to
exactly.
consider
yep.
going to school and studying. And so I'm flying a Falcon 2000, which is a beautiful aircraft. And when I went to school for it, you get the manual, and it's 4,000 pages, and it's tons of memorization. And you kind of go, whoa, this is monumental. But you just rise to the occasion and do it, and it keeps your mind young and keeps going. And so I love that challenge. I love the challenges of that. It was my sixth type rating for a jet, but it's a super fun airplane to fly, and now I'm getting much more comfortable in it. And so, but I love those challenges. It's fun.
Talk about the aircraft and how aircraft technology has changed, the engineering, all of the aspects of flying, just in maybe over the last 5 or 10 years. Has it advanced as much as electronics have advanced in society?
Yeah, it's very computerized now. It's very yes. automated. I'm an old school guy. I love to hand fly. I love to hands-on stick and rudder skills. Helicopters are very much that way. A lot of I'm an advocate to the new people coming into aviation to train them and really encourage them to get hands-on skills, because everything's buttons and knobs and computers now, but the hands-on flying is, to me, the fun of it anyway. That's why I love doing it. I love to have my hands on the controls, actually be in control of it. You know, I don't want to sit in a driverless car and watch it drive. I like to drive cars. I like operating machinery. So I'm a big advocate of that. So the new technology has really moved into that, but you can still back up on those old school skills that are fun and I think important for safety as well.
Have there been times when those skills have, I don't want to necessarily say saved you, but brought you out of difficult circumstances? Because at that point, it wasn't the computer, it was Jeff that had to handle the situation and fly his way out of it.
Yeah, well, the film flying is exactly that. There's when you pull up next to a Dreamliner,
wow.
for say we're going to go film a Dreamliner for Boeing or an airline commercial, or the Blue Angels as an example, you're not on autopilot. It's all hands on, hand flying. So there's been numerous times your hand flying skills got you out of stay awake turbulence of a big jet or something like that. So absolutely. You know, you're not on an autopilot coming up 15 feet from a 500,000 pound airplane in flight like a Dreamliner or a 747. So that's all that in play as far as your hands-on skills.
The book is Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart by Jeff Senior. That's S-A-N-O-U-R. His website is ctsmusic.com, and we'll talk about that. That CTS is Called to Service. Jeff is an excellent musician. He's got a new product out there. I want to talk about that. Let's talk first about where this love of music came from, and the fact that you decided, okay, I'm successful as a pilot now. I'm going to expand this, and I'm going to put a group of guys together. I've been doing it for years now, and be a musician, and you've become a successful one. Where did this come from?
Well, I guess I have to give my mom credit for that too. She was a violinist, and ever since I was a kid, I had music in my heart. You know, my grandmother taught me piano years ago and to read music. And my mom was a violinist, and she encouraged me to do music. So I remember seeing the Beatles years ago, and they inspired me. And like, wow, I want to play a guitar. And life is, again, full of these obstacles that come in your way. I was told I could never be a fighter pilot in aviation because I wore contact lenses. You know, I was told by a music teacher years ago, I think I was 8, that I probably shouldn't play guitar because I had smaller hands. But I never listened to any of those obstacles or you know, never heeded them. I just said, I'm going to figure out how to do this. And so I went on to learn guitar, played in rock bands in high school and college, and then formed CTS a number of years ago, 20 plus years ago now. And then I started writing later in life, and that's addicting to me. So my music writing is kind of an extension of my heart and soul, and putting it out there on the table, and life experience that everybody, I think, can relate to. So that's kind of where it all started, I guess.
Is that part of the success, maybe the main reason why you've been so successful as a musician, that the music you play, the music you write resonates with people? It's outstanding music. It's great entertainment, but there's a message there as well.
There is. And I wanted to write music that was semi-spiritual, but it's not in your face. It's just about kindness, love, forgiveness, you know, experiences I've had in life. And so I love past, and music is pretty powerful. 12 notes. I tell people every song you've ever heard there's only 12 notes, which is, and the power of music, it can instill emotion. It can make you clap, dance, you know, sing, jump up and down, and all kinds of things. So I wanted to do something positive with music. And we've put something bigger than ourselves ahead of just look at us. We've honored our veterans and our first responders and our youth. And so we by doing that, it's really propelled our music to heights that I never thought we could. I was just talking to the bandmates the other day. We played a big concert, and which we can talk about later. But you know, I said, you know, think of the adventures we've had as 4 guys. We get to do stuff that most people never get to do, to stand on a stage and inspire people with the power of those 12 notes. And so it's a big honor to me, and I love it. It's a passion.
What is it like when you're on stage and people are responding to the music, to the lyrics, to the message of your music? I am not musically inclined at all. And I look at people like you on stage and inspiring these people and motivating them. That has to be just a tremendous high to be able to do that and to know you're touching these people in a special way.
Yeah, I mean, I've never done drugs, but I would think it's the closest thing that's my drug.
Yes.
You know, it's such an adrenaline rush and such a high. And to see, sometimes as an artist, you feel alone, you feel invisible. I actually wrote a song called Invisible because you feel, you know, is anybody listening? Is anybody hearing us out there? And then all it takes is one person to come up and go, wow, that song, you know, Hit and Run or whatever it is you wrote, just touched me, it moved me. Or this inspired me to want to learn to play guitar or learn to fly. And so that's all it takes is that one person to keep driving you to go, okay, that's it, this is all worth it. And so, yeah, it's a drug. It's, I guess, for lack of better words, it's what it is.
Our guest on the program, back with us, Jeff Senior. He's the author of Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart. You'll find information on Jeff and his music at his website, which is ctsmusic.com. Call to service, books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We'll talk about that in a second. All the usual places for the books and links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's take a couple of the songs. Angels Watching Over Me, that's charted. The new one, Scrapbook in Heaven. What's the basis for both of those, the message behind both those songs?
Angels Watching Over Me, and which is interesting, we signed on Universal Music last year, and Angels hit 13 on the the World Digital Radio charts, which was kind of overwhelming to me because we're up against big competition. And Angels is really about, I believe there are angels that work these miracles on earth, kind of like God's helpers, and for lack of better words, and they do things that are kind of supernatural to us, like miracles we see that we go, how did that happen? Well, it's a miracle. People go, that's a miracle. And I think there's heavenly angels and there are also earthly angels. You know, I think our earthly angels are those that serve. Take our veterans, take our first responders, people that put others above self. We just did a show for the Medal of Honor, a tribute to Valor. We sent 60 kids, they're underprivileged kids from the Indian Reservation and San Carlos and Colorado City to the NASA Space Center. And Tribute to Valor is run by Gary Luttrell, Medal of Honor recipient. And you meet these guys and they put others above self.
Yes.
And those are earthly angels to me. Those are people that will run into the line of fire rather than running away. And I've always admired that. It's kind of remarkable. I think most of us might not be quite that courageous. So,
yeah, when you think about what would I do in that situation? And I guess that's the difference there. I would think, what do I do? They don't think about it. They do it and think about it afterwards. And that song is dedicated to them, Angels Watching Over Me. And you'll find out when you go to Jeff's website where to find the music, how to listen to the music, ctsmusic.com. And just released Scrapbook in Heaven. What's that about?
Yeah. Well, Scrapbook in Heaven is, I lost a little boy years ago. And right at birth, and it's hard to fathom loss, especially of a child. But I wrote Scrapbook in Heaven because it's, even though it's about a sad event, it's about the knowledge, I believe, knowing that one day we'll be reunited, and share our scrapbook in heaven. So it's that hope. It's a positive thing in that sense. What's interesting about that song is every time I've played it for somebody, everyone seems to relate to it because we've all lost somebody in our lives, and it's inevitable. We can't avoid that. I talk about this on our stages. You know, we don't know how long or short we get on this planet, this journey, but what matters is what we did while we were here, the lives we touched. You know, where we, you know, no one talks about when somebody departs. You know, oh, he picked up a lot of overtime at work, or, you know, it's more of, that individual, you know, was a good husband, he or she were a good husband, wife, mother, father, you know, he served his community and did things. So that's our journey here. And so Scrapbook is kind of all about that.
On the stage performing as well as in the skies flying is our guest, Jeff Senior. Jeff is still out there rock and rolling, and Paul McCartney is as well. You mentioned that. What respect for him. I mean, when he's like 82 years old now and out packing stadiums worldwide. It's incredible, doing new stuff, doing the Beatles stuff, still touching us. And for us old people, that's really an inspiration to see him out there performing as he's doing that. In your music and in the book Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, you talk about gratitude, and I think that's something maybe all of us overlook. We don't take the time to appreciate, to express gratitude to others for what they've done for us. Talk about the role of gratitude in shaping your life.
Well, I think having gratitude, I think we live in a world that's we're pretty caught up on the internet, and people seem to be real impatient nowadays. Just drive your car down the freeway, it doesn't take long to find a lot of impatience out there. And so having gratitude, you know, kindness and gratitude, every day is a gift. We're here for a reason. And it's finding a purpose. It's like our show last week for Tribute to Valor. They asked the question, who am I? Who am I? And that's a pretty profound question. Who am I? When I look in the mirror, who am I? It's, you know, do I help others? Do I have gratitude? I had a guy one day get on the airplane at Southwest Airlines, and we were late and the internet wasn't working, and he was so upset. And I took him aside and I said, look, I get that you're upset, but here's the deal. With talk about gratitude and perspective, I'm gonna strap you in that chair. We're gonna go 600 miles an hour through the sky, 7 miles above the earth, and in 2 hours I'm gonna deliver you safely. That would have taken probably 10 months in a covered wagon. So, and you might even roll up your window shade and look out of the window of a view that the Wright brothers would have given anything to witness. And it's perspective, it's gratitude, it's being grateful. Look at the world around us. You know, you want to see a miracle? Just look at a plant. Look at anything around you. I marvel at the inventions we have, the jets, the cars, the cell phones we have that we just take for granted. It's being grateful for all of that.
You asked the question, who am I? Is that a position? Is that something that's constantly evolving? Does Jeff change? Do you go through periods where you're still trying to figure out exactly who you are and what you can do to maximize the good that you're doing?
Yeah, I guess we're kind of always, I'm kind of always asking that question.
Yes.
And sometimes we get a little bit discouraged, or we stray away from our game plan, and then you go, whoa, get back on course here.
You know,
and in the book I talk about, in an airplane, we have a compass. You know, why is there a compass? Well, we got to know which direction we're going, right? We have, you know, what's our destination? So that's the same thing in life. We have to have a compass, a direction. Where are we going? You know, it's this, we don't know how long or short we get, like I said. So it's like, what is our direction? What is the purpose? Who am I? And so I think it's good to constantly ask ourselves that question.
I love the compass. You can see why this book is doing so well nationally and internationally. Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart by Jeff Senior. A couple minutes left in the program. In the review of the screenplay, it says, not just for aviation enthusiasts. It's a universal reminder of the beauty found in both the journey and the destination. And I'm reading, thinking, how much of us really enjoy the journey? We're so anxious to get to the destination. I think sometimes we forget about the journey. Do you find that to be true?
Absolutely. Well, as an aviator, I joke a lot that it's always about the landing. You know, if you make a good landing, people are like, wow, great landing. You know, or if you make a bad landing, you're going to hear about that as well.
Yes.
You know, like what kind of landing was that? Or my funniest joke is, you must be a Navy pilot. And so, you know, but life isn't about the landing. It's the journey. It's the pre-flight, the takeoff, the cruise, the, you know, weaving around thunderstorms and those emergencies that pop up in life, whether it's finances or illness or things like that, family issues. So it's not, and I think you're right, we tend to get so hung up on the destination that we don't enjoy the journey along the way. And so that's, I always tell my friends, if you ever want to, you know, kind of get your pilot's attention, walk up after the flight and go, you know what, nice bank turn out of Phoenix today. That was awesome. And they'll probably look at you like, what the heck? Because it's always about the landing, right?
Yes. Boy, time always goes so fast when Jeff is with us on the program. I mentioned book availability at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Where all is the book available? And it's in a number of formats as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Those are the two main ones. It's paperback, hardback, and also Kindle. And there's also the audio version on, I'm pretty sure that's Amazon as well. So, and then through my website, you can, if somebody wants to order one, I'll send out an autographed copy as well. So some people like that. And, it's an honor for me, Rick. I just, my goal, I want to inspire people, go live your dreams, go do great things in life. This journey is so short. Just enjoy it. Do the best you can.
When you finish the book, Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, you put the book down and suddenly you'll start living your life differently. You'll go out and do what Jeff has just talked about. I've always wanted to do this. What's stopping me? Me. I'm going to overcome that and I'm going to go do it. The book is so inspirational, so well done. You've learned some new skills since we talked the last time. What are you working on now? You have to have another book or something. What are you working on now? What's new for you?
I'm just kind of actually riding this wave right now and just, maybe someday another book or I don't think I'll get checked out anymore yet. So I'm kind of done with that, but still I'm going to fly. As people go, when are you going to retire? Like, well, I'm terrible at golf. So I'm going to fly airplanes and play music as long as I can. Guys like Paul McCartney, like you said, they inspire me in their 80s, still performing. That's their drug too. And so I get inspired, like, as long as I'm alive and well and mentally capable and physically capable, I'm going to do it.
Well, keep doing that. Stay busy and occasionally allow some time for us to catch up and talk so much more to talk about. I want to thank YourLinkPublishing.com, the publisher of Jeff's book, for arranging our conversation once again today. It is always fun. The book is Life Lessons from 7 Miles High, The View That Captured My Heart. Jeff's website is ctsmusic.com. And I mentioned the autographed books. Great gift idea with holidays coming up. That's Call to Service, ctsmusic.com. All of these links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jeff, it is always a pleasure. Time goes by way too quickly, so we'll have to do it
Rick,
again.
Thank you so much. What an honor, and I appreciate you a lot. Thanks for what you do.
It is an honor on our end and a pleasure to have you with us, Jeff Senior. And if you're Googling that, that's S-A-N-O-U-R. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.